USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminding everyone.
By one analysis, the Democrats' extra cash bonus for laid-off workers who stay home will result in more than 60% of workers earning more money by staying home than they'd earn from returning to work. What a great idea. This isn't state unemployment insurance. It's borrowing from our kids and grandkids to pay yet an additional cash bonus for not working.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is ordering the judge overseeing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to reconsider a third-degree murder charge. Chauvin faces manslaughter and second-degree murder charges in the trial that is scheduled to start Monday as he's accused of killing George Floyd. The Chauvin trial could be delayed if the defense appeals the decision to the state Supreme Court. U.S. Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Prince Philip is continuing to recover after his heart surgery.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The CEO of Volkswagen says the company is changing like they've never changed before. They are saying they're on track for electric vehicles to make up half their U.S. sales by 2030. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Labor Department report coming out on Friday surprising many economists. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the story.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February, in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%.
Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose congressional district lies near the U.S.-Mexico border, warned that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants have been apprehended in a single border sector in Texas in about 1 week. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, another Democrat, did not mince words how he described the current White House's immigration policy and said the proposed bill is catastrophic. Emily Lord King lives on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she has illegal immigrants constantly running through her yard.
In the last 45 days, we've seen more illegal traffic, car wrecks right through our fences. We had two Border Patrol agents on our property trying to apprehend 10 illegal immigrants, and those numbers just don't add up. They caught one, and so there were 9 left on our property.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.